Can you talk a little bit about sort of your clinical algorithm about how you approach these patients and manage them?
Sure. So the first thing that I do is really risk stratify. Is the patient at high risk or low risk of progression of leukemia and death? And if they're at low risk, then you've got time to try some different things. You can try some growth factors. If they're at high risk, then the decision is, are they a transplant candidate or not? And I'm not very good at making that assessment. Obviously, if somebody comes in to your office in a wheelchair and they're on oxygen or they're late because they've just come from the dialysis unit, you know, transplant is not an option. But the transplanters are taking sicker and older patients now. And so somebody who's 63 or 64, I don't automatically rule it out. I at least send them for an opinion from a transplant physician. And if they say yes, then for higher risk disease, that's the treatment of choice. We may need to do something ahead of time to get the patient in condition for transplant to decrease the blast count or so with azacitidine. But, you know, that's the definitive therapy.